Parshas Ba'aleischa begins with the mitzvah, Ba'aleischa es haneres, a commandment to Aaron to light the menorah each day. And in the next pasuk, Vaya'as kein Aaron, and Aaron did so, ka'asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. And Rashi writes on this pasuk, Lahagid shifchei shel Aaron, we're coming to give the great praise of Aaron, shelai shina, that he didn't change. And everyone wants to understand, why would we think that he would change? Meaning, if Hashem gave him a commandment that this is the way to light the menorah, wouldn't it be clear that that's the way Aaron would light the menorah? What's the big praise to Aaron that he didn't change the commandment? Of course he didn't change the commandment. We also don't change the commandments when Hashem gives us a mitzvah. What's the big praise? What is Rashi talking about? In the Sefer Yerev Nasichi, he gives an answer. And he says that the compliment is not that Aaron didn't change the mitzvah, but that Aaron himself didn't change. What does it mean? On the first day that Aaron lit the menorah, he did it with tremendous enthusiasm. And on the second day, with the same enthusiasm. And so too on the 100th day, he never changed. It was always as exciting for him as if it was the first time he was doing it. Lahagid shivchai shal Aaron shalai shina, not that he didn't change the mitzvah, about shalai shina, that he didn't change. He had the same enthusiasm on the 40th year as he did the first time that he lit it. And that's when he gets the compliment that he didn't change. Right before this, at the end of Parshas Nasai, we see the Nasiim bringing the karbanos for the Hakamas HaMishkan. And everyone has a question on this because it takes many, many psukim to say what could have been said simply. Because every single one of the Nasiim brought exactly the same things. And instead of saying, all the Nasiim brought this, it says, Yehuda brought this, and then it goes through every single one of the Shvatim and every Nasi that they brought, and it lists exactly the same thing, pasuk after pasuk. And it's a question, because we know that the Torah doesn't waste words. So it could have simply been said in a few words, every Nasi brought the following. What we learn from here is that even though every Nasi brought exactly the same offering, it's telling us that the second Nasi didn't just copy the first Nasi and bring the karbanos, but he brought his offerings, his karbanos, with as much enthusiasm as the first Nasi did, even though it was already done. I get to do it now. And the third Nasi, and the fourth Nasi, and all the way down to 10, 11, 12, each Nasi was able to bring with the same enthusiasm, and that's why it's important to write it out as if they were bringing it for the very first time. And when Aaron saw that you can be as enthusiastic, even if you're not first, or even if it's not first, he said, and this is a famous Ramban, that Aaron says, I want something too. I want to bring something as well. And the Ramban goes on to explain why he was placated with the menorah, and I'm not going into that now. But perhaps we can understand it now with the new light. He wasn't saying, I also want a mitzvah like the Nasiim did, and it's not fair that I don't get to bring my karban just like the Nasiim got to bring a karban, and Hashem tells him, yours is greater than theirs, you're going to light the menorah. But what Aaron was jealous of was their enthusiasm. And he said, I also want an opportunity to show that I can be as enthusiastic with something, even if it was already done before. And this is why he gets this praise, La'git shevchei shal Aaron shalai shina. And we know that it's hard, meaning when we say Aleinu on Rosh Hashanah, we're saying it with a little bit of different emotion than when we say it every single day. It's the same words. It's just that it has a lot of buildup to it before Rosh Hashanah, when we say it on Rosh Hashanah, which it doesn't have every day when we're saying it, so we don't have that same enthusiasm. When we said Berchas Hachama, which comes only once every 28 years, it's much more exciting than when we say every single morning, Asher Nasan Nasach Vivina Lafchin Ben Yom Uvin Laila. Essentially the same, we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sun rising and the sun setting, but if it's done only once every 28 years, there's like an enthusiasm and an opportunity. We need to find the enthusiasm in the things that we do all the time. It says that there has to be a fire on the Mizbeach constantly. And there is. There's always a fire burning on the Mizbeach. However, the next day when the Kohanim come, they have to add fuel to the fire, because even though that fire that was on the Mizbeach constantly was a miraculous fire that came down from Shemayim, the people had to do something to contribute to it, to be part of it, to add fuel to that fire. And so too, the fire of passion, of emunah, of Torah, it's not enough to have it once in our heart. We always have to be adding to it. We always have to find something to become enthusiastic about. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Oyla Regel were leaving, they would pick up the Lechem HaPanim and show it to the people who were leaving. And they would say, look, the same way that this bread came out of the oven a week ago, fresh with the steam rising, it's still the same way today, a week later. It never gets stale. The Ritva says they were actually able to see the steam. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense. What exactly were they showing them? They weren't all feeling the bread, but they saw the steam rising. And they said, they gave it to the Oyla Regel and they said, you're leaving now the Beis HaMikdash, and you're leaving a place where you were inspired. And it's very nice and inspiring to come to a maimid like this, like what the Oyla Regel, the coming to the Beis HaMikdash for Pesach, for Shavuos. You have a passion and you go home and feed it. Make sure that it stays alive. It's our responsibility to have that passion, especially when we're trying to pass it down to our children, because we can't inspire our children if we're just doing things out of rote or out of repetition, or it's because the way we've been taught. In Parshas Va'eschanan, it says, V'ha'har ba'er ad lev ha'shamayim. The mountain, it's talking about Har Sinai, was burning up into the sky. We know that often when we talk about mountains, it's a hint to parents. Esa enai el haharim, esa enai el hahirim. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Who am I lifting my eyes up to? To my ancestors, to my parents. So when it says vahahar boyer ad lev hashamayim, it's giving us parents a directive. Your heart has to be burning so that your children can feel it, so that they too can be enthusiastic. If we want to be able to pass something on to our children, moshel that we are given is the laws of Bishul on Shabbos. A kli shlishi doesn't cook. It can't cook. A kli rishon al ha'esh certainly cooks. And we have to turn ourselves into a kli rishon al ha'esh. A kli rishon means that this is the pot that's actually on the fire. If I pour from that pot into a cup, that cup becomes a kli sheni. And if I pour from that cup to another cup, it becomes a kli shlishi. And there is no bishul in a kli shlishi. But we know that there is bishul in a kli rishon. That means a pot that's on the fire can cook. A pot that is itself generating its own heat can pass that on to other children. The Imre Emes tells us something interesting. He says, "Vayomas Nadav Avihu lifnei Hashem ba'krivam eish zara." That Nadav and Avihu, the reason they died is because they brought an eish zara, and many pages have been used to try and explain what this eish zara is. We'll get to one explanation in a minute. And the pasuk continues, "Uvanim lai hayulahem," and they didn't have children. And what the Imre Emes says is that one explanation of a eish zara is that they had a hislavos chitzonis without getting there internally, meaning that the eish zara, the strange fire, means that they brought some sort of extra carbon on the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan, and they brought it in without really being up to the level where they were feeling the amount of enthusiasm that they were showing. And the reason the pasuk ends, uvanim lai hayulahem, and they didn't have children, is because, according to the Imre Emes, that had they had children who were watching, the eish zara would have been permissible because it's necessary. Because sometimes, as parents, as people, we don't actually feel that enthusiasm right now, this minute. And yet we still have to show it because our children are watching. And sometimes, according to the Maseilas Yesharim, doing the exterior actions of hislahavos, of excitement, of zrizos, of doing things quickly, it actually generates the insight. But certainly, if we know that our children are watching, says the Imre Emes, we have to do all our actions with hislahavos, even if we're not feeling it, because that's necessary. The difficulty with this idea is that it's a constant work. It's not enough to be inspired once. It's something we need to be conscious of and to add to, like the Kohanim had to add fire every day. We have to be adding to it at every point. Rav Zev Edelman, a story is told about him that they brought him a cup of tea, which was too hot to drink. But after a few minutes, it cooled down, and he pointed out that for water to get cool, you don't have to do anything at all. For inspiration to die down, just give it time. Unless we are constantly feeding it, we won't have it. So we should find the wood to add the fuel to our fire of inspiration so that the fire is lit constantly.